Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This kid has obviously been, I think he's obviously covered in wounds.
Welcome to the Outlier Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Conlin, and that was a clip from the 911 call made by Jody Hildebrandt's neighbor when mommy vlogger Ruby Frankie's youngest son escaped from Jody's house where he was being forced to live. And this past Friday, March 22nd, ABC's 2020 aired a special on the disgraced mommy vlogger Ruby Frankie. And if you are not familiar with the Ruby Frankie child abuse case, it is so disturbing. So Ruby, who is a Mormon Utah mom, and her business partner, Jody Hildebrandt, were each sentenced in December to 1 to 30 years for 4 counts each of child abuse, 2 counts per Ruby's son, who was 10 at the time, and 2 counts for her daughter, who was 8. And this is just such a tragic, twisted case of greed and mind control, and it's just infuriating. And in the 2020 episode, Jessie Hildebrandt, Jody Hildebrandt's niece, speaks out because she also endured horrible abuse at the hands of Jody. And she refers to Jody as this master manipulator, which seems completely true. And everything that she stated about her abuse lines up perfectly with what the younger two Frankie children said happened to them at the hands of Jody and Ruby. And oh my gosh, these two children, it is horrible. They actually show pictures that I had never seen before on the 2020 episode of these kids who were like skin and bones. You just cannot imagine as a parent doing this to your children. And they go into some of the abuse and it's awful. I mean, her youngest son had to jump on a trampoline for 8 hours at a time in the hot sun while his mom poked him with a cactus if he didn't jump fast enough or hard enough. And it's mind-blowing, really, how somebody could do this to their own child. And Ruby has 4 other children, and 2 of the kids are no longer kids. They're technically adults, but the other 2 are minors, and they were also not okay, but not as bad as the youngest 2. I believe her middle daughter was actually found cleaning one of Ruby's friends' houses at the time that her younger brother escaped and went to a neighbor's house to call 911. But we'll get into that a bit more with Juju Chang in my interview. But really quickly, I got to tell you about Chad, the eldest son, and I just know about what happened to him from following this story. Chad, at one point, had his bed and his room taken away for about 8 months for literally just playing a prank on his younger brother, and he was forced to sleep on a beanbag. Can you imagine? And Ruby and her husband at the time, Kevin, sent him to one of those troubled teen youth camps, which, as most people know, is just a terrible form of torture for teens. And when they picked him up from that camp, I will add, he had multiple broken bones. So it was clear that Chad's troubles most likely stemmed from the fact that he was sick of having his mom have a camera in his face at all times. But let's back up to the beginning. Ruby and Kevin Franke have four children, and they began vlogging on YouTube in 2015, and they called themselves the Eight Passengers. And this vlog got really popular, this show. I mean, they had 2 million subscribers at one point, and Ruby Franke was very open about saying, "Everything I'm doing for my children in terms of discipline is going to be on camera for everyone to see." She was truly becoming this mommy influencer, and she loved the attention, and they were making a lot of money. A lot. But in 2020, some of the viewers became concerned with Ruby's discipline towards her children. There was, of course, the beanbag, and then Ruby documents that one day her 6-year-old daughter in kindergarten, who is supposed to pack her own lunch and be responsible for that, forgot it. And the school called Ruby, and they asked Ruby to bring her daughter lunch, and Ruby refused to bring the lunch. And she also told the school not to give her daughter any food. And then the viewers noticed that there seemed to be a lot of starvation punishment for these kids. Oh, you don't do your chores, you don't get a meal. And Ruby would get so angry for the smallest things. Like an 8-year-old boy leaving his socks outside would entail a punishment that involved physical labor. And this is just not a big deal. And these kids, I mean, the amount of chores they had was unreal. Their home life just wasn't fun. And at one point, they are involved in this really scary car accident, and viewers couldn't believe it when Ruby's children are visibly shaken. They are visibly scared. And Ruby whips out her cell phone and starts filming them. And so the next thing you know, there is a change.org petition calling for an investigation into Ruby Franke for child abuse, and over 18,000 people signed it. And Ruby Franke makes the decision to stop vlogging. And then she meets Jody Hildebrandt, who at the time is this marriage counselor. And Jody Hildebrandt begins counseling Ruby and Kevin. Well, then the next thing you know, Ruby and Jody are becoming business partners. And they start the brand and the website Connections. And that's with an X in the middle. I have it in the episode notes, so you can read that exactly how it's spelled. And now Ruby in Connections is claiming to be this life coach. And now you've got Jody essentially telling Ruby that, hey, Kevin's got to go. This is best for your marriage to take time apart. And so Ruby tells Kevin this, and she also tells him that it's best for him not to have any contact with their children. And shockingly, Kevin agrees, and he leaves the home, he leaves the family, and he has no contact with his children for a year. Until he's called by the police in August of 2023 when his youngest son escapes from Jody Hildebrandt's house, where he and his younger sister were living at the time and being horrifically abused. And you will hear from my guest, Juju Chang, who is an ABC journalist, how shocked Kevin was to get this call. He did not believe it. And now Ruby Franke would keep a diary of what was going on with those kids. And again, my guest for today, ABC journalist Juju Chang, who interviews many of the subjects that were involved in this case on the 2020 episode for Friday, March 22nd, she'll go into further detail about all of this, but Ruby had her kids living with Jody for whatever disciplinary program they thought was going to be good for these poor kids and good for them to make money on Connections. And the two younger kids, they were starved, beaten, and their wounds were literally dressed with cayenne pepper, honey, and duct tape. They were forced to perform manual labor and not given water. And if they snuck any water, they were beaten for it. And then, again, in August of 2023, Ruby's youngest son, who's 10 at the time, escapes. And he runs to a neighbor's house, and that neighbor calls 911. And as you heard from that clip at the beginning, that call is heartbreaking. He says the boy is emaciated. He's clearly been wounded, and someone needs to come right away. Now, I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to play my interview with Juju Chang, where you will hear more details of what happened next and her experience in covering this heartbreaking case.
Hey, Lauren. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I'm very, very anxious for tonight for the Ruby Frankie episode.
Yeah, it's a lot to dig into, I have to say.
I'm just curious, did your team reach out to Ruby and Jody and they're just not doing interviews yet?
They are absolutely not doing interviews yet. I suspect that they might down the road, but at this point, they've just been sentenced to anywhere from 4 to 30 years in prison for aggravated child abuse. And I think Ruby especially has had a huge change of heart from the moment she was arrested to the moment she was sentenced. So my guess is she's still processing a lot.
Mm. Yeah, I think a lot of us could tell when she said something like, "With my deepest regrets, guilty." I had never heard that in a courtroom before. I don't know about you.
Right, exactly. I mean, she started, you know, that's the beauty of tonight's show in 2020 is we got a bunch of new evidence that's never been seen before. Ooh. And some of it is the interrogation video right after she's arrested, right? And she's kind of like the thousand-yard stare, right? She doesn't say anything. She's like kind of glassy-eyed.
Yeah.
She, in her jailhouse phone calls, which is also part of this new evidence, mm-hmm. she's saying to her husband, like, in denial, like, "Oh, this is a witch hunt. This is like, you know, there's, wow. I've been set up, you know, all this stuff." And then over time, you slowly start to understand that the gravity of her kid's situation, I mean, literally, they spent 10 days in the hospital for severe malnutrition, right? They were emaciated. Right. They had wounds all over their body, deep gashes in their ankles and wrists from being hogtied and handcuffed. And just like this catalog of abuse that was horrible. And it slowly like starts to change her mind. And even Kevin, the ex-husband, who had been pushed out of the house for a year, like initially he's like, "Oh, I'm going to stand by my wife. I, you know, blah, blah, blah." And over time, he starts to realize the horror of what's happened. I mean, his interrogation room video, he's like, "What are you talking about? You're describing a horror movie." When he's describing the wounds of his children, he's like, "I have no idea what you're talking about." And within a couple of months, he files for divorce.
Right. Right.
So you get the sense of how much his mindset has changed.
You know, and I think a lot of people who don't maybe know the story or the case really well, that is their first question. Well, where was the kid's father? How did he not know about this? And why, you know, why was he not in contact with them? And I've personally never seen a husband just submit like that in my experience, but I'm not saying, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that he's, you know, he's...
No, totally. Well, two things. All the moms in my producing team were like, "How could a mother do this to her own child," right? Like the severe wounds. The dads on the shoot, meanwhile, were saying, "How does a dad not have contact with his children for a year?"
Exactly.
And the reason, all things point in a way, according to all the investigators and all the witnesses that we spoke to, former clients, et cetera, all roads lead to Jody Hildebrand, who became a business partner of Ruby Frankie, right? And Jody is a quote-unquote marriage therapist. She becomes Ruby Frankie and Kevin's marriage therapist. And her first edict is, "Kevin, you need to leave the house and have no contact with your children for a year." And I turned to some of the dads around me. I was like, "Would you do that?" And they're like, "No."
No.
No. But that is how much control Jody had over Kevin. And he literally, and the children will attest to it, he packed up, left the house. Jody Hildebrand, the marriage counselor, moves into the Frankie house.
Right.
And they embark on this bizarre partnership that ends up with both of them pleading guilty to aggravated child abuse.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally mind blowing. I mean, like you said, I'm sorry, but Kevin, you're spineless. And I just feel like I'm not necessarily blaming him, but I'm just so disgusted by that this dad who appeared to be so involved on this vlog, this family vlog, all of a sudden just packs up and leaves. And
no, you know, it is fascinating. And you have to wonder sort of how, and we spoke to other clients of Jody, right? Who said she had this pattern of behavior where she was able to separate wives from husbands, accuse the husbands of things they hadn't done. It was incredibly, they described it as master manipulator, right? And in many ways, Kevin fell victim to this as well. And I think there's a sense that he really, I mean, you can tell from the interrogation videos, he has no idea what the investigators are talking about when he's first called in and told that his children are in a hospital. And what you see over time is all of these heroes basically stepping in along the way, starting with the 911 caller who discovers this child and like literally bursts into tears, just describing the boy. Like you can, he's like, he's clearly emaciated. He's got duct tape on his pants. He's been abused and he breaks down emotionally. And the prosecutor, I talked to, said, listen, they immediately get him food and water. They immediately recognize this child is in grave danger. The cops are immediately dispatched to the home. You know, the cop who I spoke to, you know, Tobler, Sergeant Tobler's his name. He goes running in, guns drawn, right? Adrenaline pumping. And he comes across a child, a second child hiding in a closet. And you see his body camera video tonight on 2020. And he immediately drops to his knees. And I said to him, you went into daddy mode. And he goes, yeah, I went from cop mode to daddy mode. And then he spent more than 2 hours sitting there with that child, scared, you know, scared out of her mind because she had been told all these horrible things about what would happen if they were discovered. Right. And the only thing that coaxes her out is, he orders pizza.
And I did not know that. Wow.
It's incredible. And the video, you'll see it tonight. It's new. It's all new.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there's, and then you meet this, I met this prosecutor, Eric, who's just a lovely human being, you know, and so you see the good side of humanity while you're exploring the darkness, right?
Yeah.
And he said, look, we have all this evidence. It mostly her diaries. And this is when you get a real sense of Ruby Frankie's mindset, right? She's literally cataloging day by day the abuses, everything from like holding her son's head underwater. She's poking them with cactuses. She's making them sweat and do manual labor out in the sweltering desert heat to the point where they get like severe sunburn just on and on and on, right? And she's denying them food for days on end, calling them evil and you're like Satan and you're possessed. And that's when the language starts to shift and you can see like she's justifying this heinous, clearly criminal behavior under the guise of invoking the name of God and invoking the name of the devil and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And you just see her, you see her lose her way.
I mean, no, you're right. I agree with everything you said. And this is absolutely a case of greed. I mean, she saw how much money she was making with YouTube. And, you know, obviously Jody saw that too. Incredibly selfish. And I mean, and you said it, that 911 call was, I mean, you could tell, I mean, I don't know what this guy looks like, but I like to picture people, you know, from their voices. And I pictured this big burly man seeing this child and just breaking down, just losing it.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. And that's when you see, like, you know, they are a litmus test for all of us, right? Like, what they see and how they react is how decent, normal people should react, right?
Yes.
I think that's when you, it just gives you, it brings you back down to like, okay, there are good people out there, et cetera, et cetera. You know, like, it's just.
Yeah, yeah.
It's where you meet people, right? And you realize Jody Hildebrand is the exception. I also interviewed one of her nieces who had been subjected to very similar kind of abuse like a decade earlier. And the pattern of behavior is very clear, not just with her former clients, but with this niece who said she was onto these, you know, severe punishments for a long time.
Yeah, I did see that. And I saw that she was one of the first that spoke out. And I also saw that Ruby Frankie's eldest daughter, I think, you know, everybody following this story remembers when she posted on Instagram with the police cars in front of the house. And she's just like, finally. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, you know, so nobody is surprised here.
Exactly. And even it's amazing how even Ruby Frankie's family, you know, she has sisters who many of whom felt that she was going the wrong way and was trying to, you know, sort of get her attention, really, you know, and I think there are many instances where we see people around us, maybe not this extreme, obviously, but going the wrong way, right? Like going down a wrong path. And it's cases like these where you realize, you know what, sometimes you do have to speak up. You know, it's the followers on her 8-passenger YouTube channel that started calling her out her behavior, right?
Yes.
And so it's that kind of stuff, you know?
Right.
Sherry called for a welfare check on her kids, on her siblings, right? Mm-hmm. It's like people start standing up and saying, this is not okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is what's so incredible. You've made a really good point. It's because she put her entire life on the internet. And, you know, I've been saying this, like we as a society are just, all of us are going down the wrong path here with social media. I mean, this all stemmed from, like I said, her selfishness and the need for clicks, the need for views, the need for followers. I mean, it's not real life. It's you know, it obviously serves a purpose, but look at this. Her children will never be the same, Juju, never. And it absolutely breaks my heart. And I want to thank you for your reporting on this.
Oh, you're so sweet to say, Lauren. It's an important story, and I'm so glad you're highlighting it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And so people can watch it tonight.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
On 2020, and if they miss it, it'll be on demand on Hulu. Is that correct?
Exactly. All of the 2020 episodes are on Hulu. It'll be available tomorrow on Hulu, and we hope you get a chance to watch.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
The pleasure was mine, truly, Lauren. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that was ABC journalist Juju Chang. And again, you can watch the episode of 2020 on Hulu since I pre-recorded this episode on Friday. And they do have some never-before-seen footage. And Ruby infuriates me. I obviously Jody infuriates me to no end as well. But Ruby Frankie, it's like, these are your children, you disgusting human. And I wonder how much time each of them will actually serve. I truly wonder. I have a feeling they're going to serve 2 years and just be out of there, but let's see what happens. All right, if you like this podcast, don't forget to rate and subscribe on Apple or wherever you listen. Thanks for listening.